You're listening to Vatican Radio.
The leadership of the Commission of the Bishops' Conferences of the European Community, COMECY, were in Rome this week for meetings in connection with a major high-level congress in Rome this fall on the theme, Rethinking Europe. With the cooperation of the Holy See, the meeting aims to promote deeper reflection on the future of the community in order to recover the thrust and the enthusiasm that Pope Francis indicated to the members of the European Parliament and on the occasion of the conferral of the Charlemagne Prize. The president of the COMECY, Cardinal Reinhard Marx of Munich and Freising, told Vatican Radio that putting the human person back at the heart of the European public policy is the main message of the Church in these regards. Here is Cardinal Marx's conversation with Olivier Bonnel of Vatican Radio's French service.
We are very happy that the Holy See agreed to make this Congress, this forum of dialogue, together, and we had chosen the name Rethinking Europe. Rethinking Europe. That's ambitious, it's clear, but to underline, that's necessary in this time of crisis to make a new effort to speak about the future of Europe. I see when I meet politicians and also other people, they are open to discuss. We have not the answers. The Church is not the answer to all questions of the world, but we have to enable the way the politicians have to go. We cannot make politics, we are not politicians, but we can enable the way where we go. And so this plan is to make a forum of dialogue between Church and political actors and then hearing to the message of the Holy Father. I think it's a contribution for a step forward for the project of Europe.
But how the Church precisely can inspire this reshaping of Europe, according to you?
Yeah, I think the dialogue itself is something very important. You see, many politicians, they have not the possibility to make a real dialogue. They are following their political interests, national interests, but where can you, without having your political mandate, speak in an open way about the different options? What is really on the table, on the agenda? What can we do? What are the aspirations also of the society? What is the Church thinking? And we as Church, we can bring the social doctrine of the Church, our concept of human beings, the gospel, and hope. Because one politician said to me, he's not a Catholic, not a Christian, he said to me, what we expect from the Church is to give us hope. Who can give hope and say, yes, God had created the world, and he is the creator of every human being, and he wants that this human being is alive and has something to say, and we can do good things together. That's the ground of our belief, no? that is possible to bring people together and to create a society in justice and solidarity. With all these shadows, we are not in the paradise, that's clear, but we can go forward. And that is, I think, what the Church can say to the people. No resignation. We can do something. You are able to do something. You can make decisions for the good way, not for the bad way. For the common interest, not only for your own interest. And you must think on the long run, not only short-term thinking. So that's I think the Church can bring in the discussion.
COMECY President Reinhard Marx there. He was speaking with our Olivier Bonnel.